Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
What happens next with the Louisville Improvisers?
All right, hey guys. All right, we gotta swing by Kroger. I mean, you got the list, Brian?
Why would I care? I don't.
I've got the list.
Oh, all right. Well, I know Damaris gave it to you. Got it?
I've got the list.
Because I don't want to come back without everything.
Okay.
No, you know how she can get.
I know, but you know, there's some weird shit on this list.
Like what?
16 feet of rope. A roll of barbed wire.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, they got everything. I mean, this is like the big Kroger.
So Four dozen eggs.
Yeah.
What's for the Eggs Benedict?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not Sunday without an Eggs Benedict.
Okay, so my one problem, though, is that I'm a little worried. She was not in a good mood when we saw her last week, when we got the list from her.
Last week?
Stressed. We've got the Labor Day event coming up.
Yeah, I mean it's a big party for what, 300 people?
She's been out there since June.
Well, I see her. I go out there every weekend.
I've got a lot going on right now, but
all right, let's just grab a cart. All right, we can talk about this. Let's grab a cart, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Okay. All right, yeah, all right.
Do we need the whole I was just going to get the little carry cart. Do you think we need the big one?
We need the big one.
Wait,
look
dude.
At the list.
Yeah, you got the list, right?
Okay. Hey, do they have a bathroom here?
I can't find it anymore since they started remodeling again.
Check by the pharmacy.
Okay.
I'll
be back.
Yeah, that reminds me. I got to go check my blood pressure.
We can get everything done here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm getting my tires rotated at CVS.
Next door?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, it's totally cool.
I love this part of town.
Oh, this is great. Well, you know, yeah, here we are at, you know, the Highlands Kroger.
Yeah,
hey. All right. God, I can't find.
Did you bring coupons?
Oh, I got the coupon book. Hold on. Let me get it out of the fanny pack. There we go.
No, that's Greek yogurt?
Yeah, Greek. Well, that's a good thing. The coupon went bad, but the Greek yogurt never does.
No. Well, what do you want to split up? Or?
Yeah, let's split up. Otherwise, we're going to be here all day. All
right, I'll be in condiments.
Okay, yeah. Load up on the condiments. It's Labor Day. Hey.
Yes?
Wait, Jamie?
Where?
Jamie? Yeah, Jamie, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm sorry, let me introduce you. This is Jamie Utley, and that's, Alec... Still in the bathroom. This is Brian Hines from my improv group.
Hey, man. Nice to meet you.
Oh, hey, man. How's it going? Was it the Louisville Improvisers?
It is.
Here
we
are.
Here we are.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I mean, shit. I haven't seen you for a while. I mean, well, Jamie's a comic, and I heard you bought a comedy club, man. Is that true?
Yep. We bought the old Comedy Caravan. Now it's the Laughing Derby.
No shit.
Totally different club now. Inside now.
Good for you.
That's great. We used to go to see Etta May on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, we've had Etta May. Etta May, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that just reminded me. Yeah, boy. And God, who was the other one we saw? Oh, God.
Unknown Comic?
That guy needs to come back.
Yeah, he's back in. We haven't had him since 1979.
Okay, well, let's be honest. It's been a while.
I think he's doing the Gong Show now.
And Jamie, I mean, so you're doing comedy all the time now, man.
I am. I was fortunate. I did, I don't know about fortunate, maybe unfortunate. I did 43 weeks last year.
Jeez, good for you, man.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I bet. Well, I remember I guess they're still building around here. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're putting in like a chocolate fountain, like what's that place? Golden Corral. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
You know what?
Of a buffet.
I'm here enough, but I'll come here more if they put in a chocolate fountain. because I usually hate going to Kroger. Well, I used to see Jamie all the time, but you used to work at this Kroger, didn't you?
Yeah, I no longer do that. They won't let me.
They won't?
No.
Kroger won't?
No.
Because you were such a bad employee?
Actually,
or?
I'm not allowed to talk about it. It's a gag order.
So. Oh, well, that's, yeah, that's the thing I've heard. The Kroger confidentiality agreements are pretty stiff.
Yeah, they still won't release the your analysis I took to get the job.
Boy, that reminds me, yeah.
Hey, guys, I found the water wings.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Hey,
Alex.
Jamie.
Yeah, you know Jamie.
Hey, we go back. How you been, man?
Doing good. How about yourself?
You know, any better than I'd be you.
Yeah, well, what's with the water wings? I want to know what that's all about.
Well, we got the big party coming up end of the year at the summer house.
We got it's been a while. A lot's happened for you and for us since we've seen each other. Yeah, we got the Louisville Improvisers Manor now, and we're having a big Labor Day thing, which you're...
We have an event for our Twitter followers at the end of every summer.
All 134, hopefully. I mean, we've gotten like eight RSVPs. But
well, you know, we invite our Twitter followers and their families, so we're actually planning for 300.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Are you getting a bouncy house?
Yeah.
And
it's coming.
You're invited, dude.
You
and your girl.
I'll follow you on Twitter now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Get another three hot dogs. Yeah, I mean, get. But no.
I'm a big eater.
Well, we don't scrimp on hot dogs. I mean,
No, not at all. No. All beef.
I'm just going to move this cart aside.
I'm sorry.
I'm blocking the aisle here.
Yeah,
some woman's giving you.
I apologize.
Well, is it me or have they like narrowed the aisles?
I thought I was broader shouldered, but
I know.
No, it's just.
Well, they've got more here now.
It feels like a dollar store.
Ooh, yeah.
It really does. And not in a good way.
But not right. Dollar General?
No.
The Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
Well, they're all combining, too. Did you see that this week?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Dollar General's buying Dollar Tree. When Dollar Tree had bought the third one, which is Dollar something else.
Dollar Bush?
So they're all going to be one huge dollar store.
Like a dollar.
That is really cool. Did you know that the Greyhound bus station has a gift shop.
I didn't even know it was still open.
Well,
yeah.
It has saved many a Christmas.
Are there little buses?
No, the only cool thing they have are the souvenir t-shirts. They say Greyhound bus because you made poor life decisions.
Okay. Somebody just.
Wow.
Secret Santa's got to make a trip.
I took a Greyhound bus from Santa Monica, California to New York City.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, wow.
And it was a little kid in front of me for the first day and a half.
That's wild.
When I was younger, I took trailways back and forth.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
worse.
I didn't have
poor man's Greyhound.
Well, I didn't have fucking Greyhound money, okay, buddy. No, dude, it was like $75 round trip across the country.
Yeah.
That's the good news. The bad news is you had to fucking do it.
Yeah, and right.
It was 3.5 days. It was a nightmare. Mm. I mean, it was, the only thing that got me through it was a bunch of pot and alcohol. Otherwise, it was just a nightmare.
I used to take the $10 bus out of Chinatown to Boston until they shut that place down.
What, Boston?
All of the whole city. Yeah, the whole city.
Just shut it down?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
$10, that seems reasonable.
Then just to go up and hang out in Boston?
Well, then to get back to Maine, I'd then take the Concord Trailways bus something like $40 to go from Boston to Portland.
How long would that take you?
If the bus ran?
Yeah.
But yeah.
7 hours, 8 hours?
Well, wow. Yeah, actually, it's funny you should mention Greyhound because I went to Nashville a couple of 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the first Greyhound bus I had seen in a long time, so I guess they're still in business.
There's a terminal. I actually took a Greyhound to Nashville, and there's a huge terminal there. It's pretty wild.
How long did it take to get to Nashville? How many stops you got to make?
Oh, gosh. Where did I even take it from? I was on the road,
uh-huh.
And my car had broken down. I can't remember what city I was coming from. I don't
remember. So it wasn't Louisville then?
No, but it wasn't very far away.
Uh-huh.
So that's how you know that there's a gift shop?
Absolutely.
I thought maybe you were just hanging out down there again.
No,
not since the last time?
Right. I took a TARC bus to get here, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
They come right up to the door. So it's pretty convenient.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, we're here when we do this. You know, having the manor by the bus stop is not a bad.
It was a good idea.
We scoffed
at the time.
Well, no, people are like, really? I'm like, no. And plus, you know, then we can just take it to Kroger, which is cool. Let's just keep moving.
Can you hand me those artichoke hearts?
What?
Really?
Seriously.
We still have some.
I know, but I.
All right.
The recipe calls for two cans.
Okay, all right, you're fine. Here, there you go.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I mean.
The hearts of palm right next to it?
All right.
No, okay. not the ones in olive oil.
Okay, no, but dude, you gotta. Here's the deal, man. I'm not spending the money if you don't use them.
I'm gonna eat them, I promise.
All right, because we still have all those sardines.
Well, you know, I'm gonna get around to it. I just haven't been in the mood to eat sardines lately.
Okay.
He just opens them.
No, you open them and then you leave them in the fridge, okay? And then there's not enough baking soda in the world, man. So Jamie, let's back up, man. So you bought the club?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
How long's it been?
We bought it. Me and my partners bought it. We took over January 20th.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So it's been a little while.
Yeah. We paid $300 for it.
Mm.
We got a great deal.
You sure you didn't overpay?
Right.
Well, the club was dying a slow, painful death.
Yeah.
And so we swooped in right at the right time. The owner just really, he realized the club was in serious trouble, and he wanted comedy to succeed in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
So we were able to work out a great deal so that, now it's owned and ran by comics that also have a great business sense. Yeah. We bought two more clubs. We have two more clubs, so we have three clubs altogether.
Which ownership group are comics?
Yes. Well, no, we got one guy that actually knows how to run a bar and restaurant.
Right. good. Yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because you're 8 months in,
Sure.
I thought there had to be a business
open.
Guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Still open.
Well, no, it's Steve Hofstetter's one of them, right?
Right.
We know Steve.
Right. Well, he's got a new show on Laughs on Fox.
On Fox?
On Saturday nights.
Oh, so it's a right wing? It's a right wing thing?
No, surprisingly not. No,
not that Fox?
It's the same Fox.
Oh, okay.
It's the same Fox. But it's a show, it's about comedy, and it's Clips of Comics, and it's awesome. I recently filmed for it myself.
You did? Where do they shoot it?
Well, the wraparounds are shot here in Louisville.
And that's a professional term, wraparounds.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not what you got last night.
No.
Yeah.
No, that was a reach.
That's a reach around.
Hey, you don't want to reach around. Don't go to fucking Chili's, okay? Anyway.
It's filmed all over. I filmed my part in Detroit.
Yeah.
But it's filmed all
over
the country.
But so the wraparounds are shot here?
Yeah.
How did that
happen? They'll say,
that's pretty good.
Hey, speaking of gun control, here's a clip from my good friend Jamie Utley, and then I'll do a bit about guns or something like that. So, yeah.
Sweet. Does he?
In fact, you can get into be a part of the experience by using promo code LAUGHS. Go to the website, put in promo code LAUGHS, and you'll get in free to come and watch it filmed and be a part of the audience. And
no, let me just
ask. LAUGHF.
No, LAUGHF.
Okay, these guys. No, this
next
is
time. Next time, just consider.
Okay. I mean, all right. No,
because the FF says funny to me.
Well, these guys are obviously professionals. Okay, this is a class operation. Some of your lower end clubs are going to go LAFF.
Right.
But you guys raised the bar.
We don't even like LOL. We don't.
Oh,
no.
Good.
No.
Chris, where was your club? Chris had a club downtown for a little while.
I did. Well, the comedy boom. I was riding the comedy boom. I don't know if you guys remember this. And it's kind of, Brian, first of all, thank you.
I'd forgotten.
No, dude, I was fucking.
I haven't forgotten.
It was called Up Chuckles.
Yeah. You never let me out of the kitchen.
Up Chuckles Comedy Club, and God, man, do you remember the logo?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the guy with his giant mouth.
Yeah, like
and
his larynx and the vomit coming out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Up Chuckles. The neon
bile just blinking on and off.
Dude, I mean, I thought it was great. I'm still going to – I still, copyright the name, and I still own the trademark. Mm-hmm. And
it was just the wrong time.
I sent in the paperwork the other day.
Good, because it's that time of year. I need to – because I'm going to – Up Chuckles is coming back, and that's actually kind of – I don't know if it's a coincidence or what, but I still own –
Yeah, we're not looking for any new partners. Thank you, though.
Okay. Well, that was a little – First of all,
how did we escalate to that?
Jamie's okay, well, a businessman. Yeah.
Well, he's a businessman now. I remember when he was sorting fruit at Kroger. So
I still do that on the side. It's okay. More of a hobby.
He's sorting his personal fruit. Yeah. Okay.
Does that have to do with the wraparounds?
Jesus,
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Really? I mean, did she need to hear that, Alec?
Ma'am, I'm sorry.
Okay, I mean, it's senior day here at Kroger. I mean, yeah. You know, Jesus. Give her a rant. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, I thought she was crying.
You're about to trip her walker.
So what else are you buying here? What else is on?
Guys,
we got to get on this.
First of all, thank you.
It's like a mad scavenger.
Here, you look at the list.
Yeah. Okay, we got candles.
Yeah.
Okay. We need candles, baby aspirin.
They still make baby aspirin?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
St. Joseph's.
Well, they call it baby aspirin or low dosage. I actually take it for my heart every day. But
Chris had a heart attack.
Well, I had a heart episode. Yeah, about an episode.
Heart episode.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this? Yeah, I had to go to the emergency room and they had. Turns out one of my three main coronary arteries was 100% blocked. So they rushed me to
really?
The... Really? Yeah.
You know what's good for that? Hearts of palm.
See? Look.
Seriously?
But not the olive oil hearts of palm. Oh, okay, the one here packed in water. Thank you, Jamie.
And if you give me 30 minutes, you'll be able to go on Wikipedia and see that it's true.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean, I can't...
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got to faster.
I did it one more than the other.
Okay. I thought that was bullshit. All right, Alec, I owe you an apology.
Hey, that's okay.
Thank you, Jamie. We got to get that. I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. No, no.
Dude, really? In the middle of Kroger here? Okay, we need the fruit bars. You know, the frozen kind?
One with the frozen ones?
Yeah, we got to get them last, though, because we're going to be here for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then we need, what the hell? You can't get
Brie.
Brie. Yeah, we got to go to the cheese aisle, man.
Yeah.
And then we need
caramel apple brie.
Well, we came in the back door. So we'll get
there.
Well,
we parked in the back. I'm not going to walk all the way around, dude.
I know. But no, all I'm saying is that the brie's all the way in the front of the store.
Okay. Well,
we got a while.
Yeah, I mean, I still get lost here. Okay. All right. We also need
toilet paper.
Yeah. But I'm not buying it here.
Oh, you should get the organic toilet paper.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Might as well get burlap.
Yeah.
Well, no,
have blisters.
No, okay, hey, you're just
it's for the environment.
You're just mad because he agrees with me on this one.
I know, but I still have blisters. You want to see here?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with.
Let me show you,
dude. No. It's not. No.
Here, right there. Oh my God, there's that lady again.
Jesus, she needed to see that, dude. Really?
I was joking about organic toilet paper. I didn't know they really made it.
Well, there's the earth-friendly recycled toilet paper. That
yeah, we've been talking about this. Yeah, he got it. It's really, really rough.
Mm. It's rough-ish.
Yeah.
Rough-ish is your cereal in the morning.
Yeah, I don't think that's a word.
Well, I'm trying to break it down for Alec. Yeah, listen. And I'm not going to do this now. I will do it now. We only have one fucking planet, okay, people? And it can't sustain your personal waste, Alec Voles. This guy still uses aerosol spray cans.
An entire can every time.
Just for his hair. he spends it.
I need to look good when I go on stage.
Okay, but you're wearing a fucking hat right now, okay?
Now I am, but not when I go on stage.
Well, you used a can today.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man.
I didn't know I was going to wear a hat.
Okay.
I just want to look good.
That aerosol deep brute.
I got to cover up.
Brian, take the list and just, you know.
All right, I'll be in spices.
Okay. Thank you.
Get me some turmeric.
So, Jamie... anyway, good. Those guys are. So, dude, so 43 weeks. Where'd you go?
Oh my gosh!
Like everywhere.
Where didn't
huh?
I go? I went all the way out to like the western part of North Dakota.
Oh yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
They need comedy out there, don't they?
They actually. I was in a oil boom town. It was pretty awesome. Not big laughers, but they bought all my merch. So,
wow.
Yeah, one guy bought, I sell shot glasses, number two dad shot glasses, and one guy bought 50 of them.
Well, yeah, he can keep his mouth
and
shut.
And he was the
that.
Mayor or he was in a race to become the mayor. He's probably the mayor now.
Yeah, you had a good feeling about his
choices. Yeah, real good feeling.
Pouring shots for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember that? Well, how big a town was it?
Oh, gosh. I think it's called Williston, and it's not a giant town.
Uh-huh.
But I remember like a hotel room, though, was like $400.
Yeah, because there's no housing out there. It's all that fracking that they're doing out there.
Wait. They were talking about how one person, the oil company tried to buy his land, and instead he put a trailer on it and rented it out and made like thousands of dollars a month for renting a trailer.
There he is. Okay, guys. Look, we were talking about opening a Louisville Improvisers out on the West Coast. Alec had a kind of a recon mission out there, which we're still going to do.
Right.
But right now, just based on – because Jamie's obviously a mogul, man. So I think we need to start looking at the western part of North Dakota, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where do you fly into?
We did not fly. I drove.
Ooh.
Yeah. One of the things –
You can't fly there?
No, I'm sure you can.
That means they can't fly out. So
I think one of the hardest lessons I've learned is don't wait till the last second to book your flight.
Ooh, no, it's expensive.
That's happened to me twice,
Ooh.
And North Dakota was one of them. Like, well, looks like I'm driving for 22 hours.
Ugh. Oh, so, man.
But I'm the guy, I'm like, oh, it'll work itself out if I wait the day before.
Right, but not so much.
No, not so much.
Now, was it a comedy club, or did they sort of have a room?
It was a room. It was more of a room.
Yeah. Yeah,
I made a profit. I mean, it paid enough to pay the bills. But
good, good.
I would have rather flown.
Yeah, yeah. That's you got to go to this, and that's it. And you bring up a really good point because they think they see us, Louisville Improvisers. We've been at it for a while, and they think, oh yeah, these guys are playing L.A., Las Vegas, Chicago, St. Louis, Lexington,
right, Upton and Sonora.
They're braggers.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm just making it to illustrate a point. The real comedy is done in little places like Williston-ish, North Dakota. So that's where we need to take comedy to the – and I don't think this is a negative term – the hinterlands.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a real road warrior then.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I've actually played a town that had no cell phone service.
Wow.
And because I used GPS to get there, I had to drive out of town before I could start going home.
Where was that?
That was in somewhere in Michigan.
UP?
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Here, I got bay leaves.
Okay, good. Did you get the turmeric?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. Here. Oh, that's the Kroger brand.
But it's all the same stuff.
No, it's
it
not.
Is. It is.
No, it's not.
No, dude. When it comes to turmeric, Kroger brand is fine.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, I need good turmeric. Well, I could ask you.
You work at Kroger.
I want to know what's with the barbed wire.
Damaris has some really weird, kinky shit she's into.
Well,
I can say that right now.
We're starting to raise chickens.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's building a little...
A coop.
Yeah.
A coop.
I guess really the real question is why do they keep it in the spice aisle?
Well, I don't know if they're still reorganizing here, okay. You know what I mean?
It's a little chaotic here.
It is, because there is no, I mean...
That lady's back again. Can you move?
Yeah, hi, man. Yeah, sure. I mean, I can't reach it, Brian.
I mean,
we
keep crossing aisles. She's going the wrong way.
What is
she? Well, I thought she wanted you to
don't
reach.
Make eye contact.
No, absolutely not. I mean, we're going to have to give her free tickets to the next show if she comes by one more time. But, you know what? I'm sorry. Hey, I got it. All of a sudden, I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Is it acting up again?
It is. You know what? I'm sorry, guys. Shit. Okay.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All right. Jamie, I know you didn't know this, but, Chris, after his heart attack, they did surgery on him, and it sort of messed up his colon.
Oh.
They actually went in through the colon.
Yeah,
they
said,
it was such an emergency.
Yeah, that's the only way that they could go in. Right up his...
Right up it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So because of that, it is kind of awkward for him because he doesn't have great bowel control anymore.
He's been doing Kegels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, I'm doing them right now.
Okay.
You sort of flex where nobody can see or tell that you're flexing.
Right.
So he's building it all back up down there.
It's a muscle control
issue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we actually brought in a physical therapist just to work with him on that for the last couple of months in the manor. He doesn't really like to talk about it because, you know, it's kind of embarrassing.
I don't like talking about it. It's not even me.
No.
I can't really blame him.
So just to let you know, you know.
Okay.
Just wanted to clue you in on that.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you okay? Everything all right?
No, it's good. I mean, it was kind of a false alarm.
Okay.
Do you need the wipes?
No, I'm good. Why? Did I miss a spot?
You're good. Just
okay, yeah, no.
Sometimes
I mean,
a false alarm still is a little.
Well, there was no, I mean, and Jamie, I'm sorry.
You don't have to feel bad. I'm doing Kegels right now.
See?
Dude, seriously?
Yeah.
I am too.
I just found out what it was. And
I mean,
I kind
of
enjoy it.
Oh, no, I mean.
Relaxing.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, it's a way of working, you know, you can do your daily business and Kegel.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of because I'm not going to go to a gym. You know, you don't. There's no.
No.
Why not when we have one at the?
Well,
you know that. You know, my wife has been going to do Pilates, and they have Kegel Pilates now.
Charla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charla's. Wow, I had no idea. Yeah. Okay.
Make a great name for a band.
Kegel Pilates.
Or just the Kegels.
The Kegels. Well, I would actually.
Hotel Kegelfornia. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Everybody,
I mean, I would go see
get up and Kegel.
I'd go see the Kegels. I would not go see Kegels.
They'd
Pilates.
Be on HR Puff and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of nightmares.
Is that where the plushie thing was born? From the little kids watching HR Puff and stuff, and then they grew up?
Maybe. I
just,
I'm the wrong guy.
That just popped into my head.
Yeah,
isn't that the show that had Witchy Poo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have nightmares about Witchy Poo when I was little.
Witchy Poo. Right.
Absolutely.
You know what like plushies are? You know what those people that they all wear these... Those big costumes like that, and then they go to conventions, and then they have sex.
Yeah,
Is that what happened to the guy from the mascot for Mad Mushroom Pizza, or is it Mellow Mushroom?
Well, there's a Mellow Mushroom.
Mellow Mushroom. Yeah,
what happened?
Go on.
Do tell.
Yeah, do tell.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, no.
Gather around, everyone.
Okay. No, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, ma'am, come on over.
No.
She wants to hear this.
She doesn't want to hear this. She's okay. Well, all right, fine. It's on your head. Yeah, so anyway, what were you saying?
I probably said too much already.
But no.
There's a mascot league, though, in Louisville where they're all very organized people.
Oh yeah? So yeah. I mean,
I think they have their own Kroger.
The plushie
That's
Kroger.
That's where we should have plushie Kroger. Well, I did a commercial once with Billy Bat, Buddy Bat.
Billy Bat.
Billy Bat?
Billy Batty?
No,
well, the Bat.
No, not Billy Batty the comic.
The Munchkin.
Did you see Billy Barty?
Dunkin' Donuts has one. He's like a latte.
Well, I bet you see him, Bat, but does he come to the club?
Well, actually, I know this because we had Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day, and I had to like battle all the Louisville mascots.
Oh, my God. What other mascots are in this town?
Oh, there's a bunch. They have a league.
Mm-hmm. I saw a shampoo bottle outside of the hair salon.
Have you seen the Jimmy crazy John's. Looking guy? What is he? That's in the Highlands. He's always standing and he's like waving. And he looks like a psychotic. Is it a pig or
you
something?
Got a
or
few more specific.
You have no idea
here.
What I'm talking about.
No, I mean,
am I the only one that sees him?
Well, I'm just
no. We may see him, but not see him at all because it's the Highlands.
No, he sounds like about eight people I know. You have to narrow it down.
Yeah.
Where'd you see him?
Like, it's like, no, it's a panda bear. It's a panda.
Might have seen him.
He looks, it's like a dirty costume panda, and he like sits there and he waves. He looks really psychotic, like serial killer pandas.
Okay.
By your club? At that part of the
I've
Highlands?
Seen him in a couple of different locations, but all in the Highlands around that area.
What does that?
He doesn't represent any organization.
He's a guy in a costume, yeah.
He's an independent.
He's independent.
Right.
Independent.
He's not in a league. He's not in a league.
He's not
okay.
spinning a sign or anything.
He's not doing like furniture liquidations.
Sounds like Rudy's back then.
Yeah, that was this guy that used to be in our group, Rudy.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're going to do the show, you're going to take off the fucking costume. And he's like, no.
And so we had to kick him out.
He's done. Yeah. And I heard he was doing stand-up.
What happened to the guy that does that pushes the big world around? I don't see
him. I saw him once this summer.
No, he's still around. That's Ethan's dad.
Is
Remember
it really?
Ethan that went to Walden?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's his dad?
Yeah.
Well, that explains Ethan.
I know you didn't grow up here, but there was this woman, Gerda Bendel, and she was the head at
Louisville. No, I did her. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Gerda Bendel was the president of the Board of Aldermen in the early 70s.
Different Gerda, I'm sorry.
And World Man is Gerda Bendel's son, and I taught her grandson.
Oh, Ethan Bendel.
Really?
Yeah.
Ethan Bendel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So isn't that how he does, like, exercise?
Yeah, he actually took it, I think he took it the ball to Florida. He walked to Florida.
Wow.
No shit. So he's still around.
Or, you know, maybe E-Town, you know. But I know that he was heading toward Florida. Because I used to say, I talked to him. I've known the guy, you know, for a long time.
Yeah, I see around the Highlands, like,
yeah,
a lot. Like,
but he hasn't been having, he hasn't had the ball anymore. The world.
Well, what happened to the...
It's a giant.
It got repossessed.
You couldn't afford the upkeep on the world?
It was a rent-a-center ball.
He actually bought it, but then he had to take out a second mortgage on it.
Well.
Okay. Because he was living in it for a while.
He was living in the ball?
See, yeah. And so he got
you should invite him to the party.
Yeah.
I did. No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Is that the bouncy house?
He's a Twitter follower.
Well, okay. Well, here's the deal, though. You bring that guy... And then the party becomes about him.
No. Maybe a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, I think he's a great guy.
But he knows Damaris.
Well, okay. Then we have to.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And Jamie, you know this. You probably got a lot of Twitter followers, too. You got to take care of your Twitter people.
You have to.
Otherwise, they'll turn
really
on.
What keep you afloat.
It's what it's all about in
they
today's
digital
world. They
pay for the manor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have, in a way of speaking.
It really belongs to all of them.
No, it's their house. We just live in it.
Right.
Well, you know, house. I do need the Twitter followers because I've got this plan in order to get my own TV show.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to use Kickstarter to buy ABC.
Oh, okay.
But ABC is owned by Disney.
Wait, ABC, are you talking about the alcohol beverage
That's
people?
That's what... they're owned by Disney? Well,
yeah.
That's what makes the plan so brilliant.
They might want
to
go crazy like a fox.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I mean, it's
it makes it devious.
It's admirable, but maybe you should go after Fox. I mean, Rupert's getting old. His son's an idiot.
There's already a show on Fox.
Well, yeah, speaking of...
But if you own the network, you can kick him out.
No, it's a good show. It's a good show.
Laughs.
Yeah, laughs.
L-A-U-G-H.
With a G. With a G.
With a G. I know. First of all, that sounds great. When's it run?
It's on Saturday nights at 11:30. And it's also Sundays at 9 p.m.
Saturdays at 11:30.
Sundays at 11:30?
Saturdays
at 11:30.
Okay. Well, we got to keep... we need balloons. We got to keep this moving. I know Jamie's probably got a gig tonight. We have a show tonight.
Are you working tonight?
No, I have the night off. I'm going to watch other people work.
Busman's holiday.
This show's probably gonna run on Wednesday. But who's playing tonight so people can know what they?
Wednesday night's the open mic. That's where everybody that wants to come be a comic should come.
Okay. Wednesday night.
Oh, Brian Posehn. Brian Posehn.
He's here tonight.
Yeah. This week is Brian Posehn.
Okay. All right. Well, that's we got a gig tonight at 10. We got our show at the Bardstown regular. It's our first show.
Ooh, I like the Bardstown.
Yeah, upstairs at the Bardstown.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's real nice. I like it there a lot.
Well, if you get you get there early, then we'll put you on the list, man. 10 o'clock. Louisville Improv. First show. We've been doing a lot of stuff this summer.
Bit of a sabbatical.
We had a little. It's our summer break because Alec was in California. Brian was directing a Shakespeare play for Kentucky Shakespeare for the Globe Players. And just last weekend, I did played The Fool in King Lear. And so now we got all that Shakespeare out of the way. Now it's back, and that's our first show.
Did you know Romeo and Juliet were married for 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
I heard it on the radio today. I don't know if it's true.
Well, Brian knows that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It's true. It's about true.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Take a day.
Because it took a day. He had to go. They got married. Then the second day, he killed Tybalt.
Yeah.
And then at
he
the end of
killed Tybalt the same day.
Well, same day, but then he had to hide. He hid that night.
Hey, Alec, hold on.
Hold on a second.
Spoiler alert.
Come on. You know
Spoiler alert.
He hid that night in the friar's place, and the friar sent him off the next morning.
He was banished for a couple of days.
He was banished because, the duke didn't make the decree until the next day because he was already done for the day.
Well, all marriages are much longer if you include the days of banishment.
Banishment, right.
Yeah, blessed days, I think, were longer back then. I don't...
They were.
No, they hadn't narrowed them down yet.
Before the flood.
And they didn't have clocks.
Yeah.
So
it was like being in Las Vegas in a casino.
Right, exactly.
Because time only advanced when the sun was out because they had sundials. So it didn't.
Gee, I didn't realize you were such a history buff.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like the average person lived to like to be like 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was in years of four age. It's a little different.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, it's like dog years or something.
Right.
Yeah. Same principle.
Same concept. So Brian Posehn's here all week.
Mm-hmm.
Has he been here since?
No.
Oh, he's just getting.
No, I think this could be his first time in Louisville, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about him.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. I mean, awesome. I've heard good stuff. I like him. I think he's funny. He kind of, you could play Brian Posehn.
You know, somebody made that remark on our Facebook page.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, since the beard.
Oh, like in a good way or a bad way? Like
which one is Brian Posehn?
He's tall. No,
Mr. Show.
Oh, okay.
And Just Shoot Me.
The other one, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a,
He did like a male guy on Just Shoot Me, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Was he on, he wasn't on, what's her name's show?
He was on Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman.
Yeah,
I know who he is.
The jab guy.
Right.
Yeah, he was great.
He's got another show on now, too, doesn't he? I saw him on TV not too long ago.
Right.
You're much better looking than Brian Posehn.
And here's the deal. I like Brian Posehn, but no, dude.
I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so
man.
Sorry.
You're better looking.
It just took 10 minutes to get there, but thank you. That's
well, I mean, first for. Of all, I mean, I don't know why the hell we picked the express lane, but
yeah, we're still in it.
Well, we got too much stuff. Let's just back it up. All right. Well, hey, cause, you know, say hi to Brian from it. He probably won't remember us, but we did a show. God, well, we did a festival in Wyoming.
What?
Cheyenne.
We did the
Cheyenne Improv Festival.
Yeah, the Cheyenne Improv Festival.
In 2009.
Yeah.
Right, and he headlined a group. He had a group of improvisers that they flew up from LA.
It was all inner city.
Yeah.
Kids.
It was him from, and a bunch of, inner city
kids from Watts and
East LA.
They were really good.
Well, they were.
Yeah, he was like the Pied Piper of improv. Remember how they
he came dancing out, and the kids, they were all kids, they followed him around.
Well, he was in a giant soda cup or something,
It was a plushie costume.
Well, yeah, see, that's what, we didn't know it was him until he took it off the costume.
Right.
Nice guy. Wait, just in case he does remember, just mention the Louisville Improvisers.
Yeah,
because we were all staying at the same Holiday Inn.
Wait.
I pictured him as a Best Western sort of guy.
Well, yeah, no, I was.
We didn't pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's where they put us up.
Yeah, they put us up.
I mean,
up
no, there. Given us, yeah, we're Best Western all the way.
Yeah.
But good luck with that, and good luck with everything, man. It's great
Thank
to see you.
Thank you very much.
Shit, man.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon, huh?
Right on.
All right, yeah.
It's weird he didn't buy anything.
I know. I mean, he was just sort of walking around with a basket.